USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president is urging countries to stop trade with Russia. On Twitter, President Zelensky encouraging Ukrainians across the world to contact their local politicians, to speak to journalists, or pressure businesses to end relations with Russian markets. He demanded business with Russia be stopped so it won't sponsor the killing of Ukrainian children. Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A new survey from the Wall Street Journal shows 52% of registered voters surveyed don't think President Biden will seek a second term. Only 29% expect him to run again, and 19% aren't sure. Biden has said previously that he plans on seeking a second term. A jury has reached a decision on a Seattle crane collapse from 3 years ago. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Ukraine's president is set to address Congress Wednesday morning. This comes as his country tries to push back against an invasion from Russia. President Zelensky will likely be asking for the United States to implement a no-fly zone over Ukraine. But Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says that isn't going to happen.
He already knows that the U.S. is not going to engage directly in Ukraine. We are not going to enforce a no-fly zone in Ukraine.
A person suspected of killing homeless people in New York and Washington, D.C. was arrested at a Washington, D.C. gas station. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A homeless killer suspect has been arrested in D.C. Police early Tuesday morning arrested the person they say is responsible for a series of shootings against people experiencing homelessness in New York City and D.C. This was just hours after Mayor Bowser teamed up with New York City Mayor Adams to apprehend the suspect. Ballistics from the shootings has tied the cases together. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
GM is getting ready to start producing Cadillac's first electric vehicle model. The Cadillac LYRIQ will start being made next week at a plant in Tennessee. It's the start of Cadillac's total transition to electric vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.